Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it for free. freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going straight to the calls. Sheridan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Sheridan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind? You're on the amplifier line. What's up?
First of all, I just wanted to mention I really like the new webcam. I've been watching you guys while I've been on hold.
Congratulations. Yes, I didn't even mention that yet tonight. We did reach, I guess I was holding it for when I was going to talk about AMP, but the AMP program did reach its $2,500 per month milestone today. And as promised, we went ahead and released publicly the Free Talk Live webcam. So you're an amplifier, Sheridan, so you had access to it for several weeks in advance as we were in the testing phase. But now the studio cam, as it is being called, is available to everyone. And it is easily accessible by going to cam.freetalklive.com. So what's on your mind?
Well, I'm actually a software developer, and so the daylight saving time change has affected me quite a bit personally.
Really?
And it's, you know, from a software perspective, if you have software that relies on that, you have to make changes to that software. So, you know, personally, I spent about 8 hours working on things, and there are three other people in my company that have worked on it. However, what really interested me, I've been reading a lot of news stories about it as well since it impacted me personally, and I read this news story talking about how originally the proposal was to make it 2 months extension instead of, right now they extended it 3 weeks at the beginning and 1 week at the end. They wanted to do a month on each side.
You're talking about how the government changed around daylight savings time.
Exactly. Right. They added 3 weeks to the beginning of daylight savings so that we moved our clock forward 3 weeks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to move our clock back to the real time until a week later than we used to.
Gotcha.
Okay. What got me is they originally said they wanted to add a month to either end, but they had too many protests from farmers who complained that such a drastic change would adversely affect their livestock, especially dairy cows.
Now, why would dairy cows even know what time it was?
They don't. What?
That's, okay, if you think about it, what this means is there are a lot of people that think that Congress is really changing time.
Yeah, I guess they do. I mean, because dairy cows don't have any idea what time it is, and you just have to read,
reconnoiter
your schedule around them.
Yeah, the sun has not changed based on what Congress has done.
So these farmers were concerned that Congress was going to move the sun in the sky?
Right. Well,
stop the rotation of Earth?
They were going to affect the schedules of the dairy cows, and they wouldn't adjust well, apparently.
Wow. Incredible.
Just amazing. Sheridan, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
What do you say to that?
It really just, I guess, is a reflection on the fact that American people are really raised with this this mentality that government is all-powerful and really can apparently control the universe. It's just nutso. 800-259-9231. What do you say to that? Hello? The sun rises and sets whenever it darn well pleases.
And the cows,
and we
and cows
physics,
don't have watches.
Physics has pretty much sort of figured it out. Science has pretty much figured out this whole rotation of the Earth and the axis and rotating around the sun and all that. We've pretty much got it down pat. And I think the cows,
I've
got to
say, I'm
kind of
happy about how much, because I generally don't wake up before 6 a.m. or something like that. I mean, you know, as early as these people, I do a show until 10 o'clock at night and don't get to sleep usually till 1 or 2.
Right.
So I don't see the sun in the morning, so however early it rises doesn't matter to me. But I like it staying up later. But, you know, I don't think we need Congress for this. This
no.
is something that would handle itself.
Right, and I don't think the cows really care.
No, they don't.
800-259-9231, the pack at 8.net, toll free line for you. Mark, you've got a story about a rapist in 20 years.
Yeah, this is...
What happened?
This is an odd case, but often case law is decided by odd cases. Not that this is going to have any great case law, but there's an issue in here. A man who sexually assaulted a University of Virginia student in 1984 and apologized to her 2 decades later as part of the Alcoholics Anonymous program, he was sentenced to 18 months in prison Thursday.
Wow.
William Beebe, 42, pleaded guilty in November to...
That's not rape. That's sexual assault. There's a difference, right?
It depends on the state and what they decide to call it.
Gotcha.
essentially it is, though, right? I mean, you know,
it's unwanted. I mean, it sounds like unwanted sexual behavior, but I don't know. I think rape usually involves intercourse, right? Some sort of penetration factor. Whereas a sexual assault may just simply be...
No, this involved intercourse.
Okay.
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 And he was one count of
just
aggravated...
strange they didn't call it rape.
Okay.
Okay.
Aggravated sexual battery is rape.
Gotcha.
Aggravated sexual battery actually means that there's some kind of weapon involved, but I don't know what that means exactly. It doesn't mention anything about a weapon in here. He was given a 10-year prison sentence, but all but 18 months was suspended. So the case was revived in 2005 after BB wrote Sakura, that's the victim, a letter of apology in an attempt to make amends for the assault. BB, 42, of Las Vegas, originally was charged with rape and sexual and object sexual penetration, and could have faced a sentence of life in prison if convicted. But in November, he entered a plea agreement with prosecutors and pled guilty to a lesser charge of aggravated sexual battery. Prosecutors have recommended a sentence of 2 years in prison. Obviously, you got pretty much 18 months. The plea agreement was reached after investigators uncovered new information suggesting Sakura was attacked by more than one person that night. And I'm thinking that this is probably the reason he got time, if anything, or whatever, is because apparently he's not helping. Authorities hope BB could help them in their investigation, but no additional arrests have been made. BB was is free on bond. Sakura, 40, of Greenwich, Connecticut, was given a drink at the party that made her feel strange.
Mm-hmm.
She later passed out, leaving her memory hazy. She said she vividly recalls being attacked by BB, but was also had a vague impression she'd been assaulted by other members of the fraternity. In 2005, BB wrote Sakura a letter of apology as part of an AA's recovery program whose ninth step calls for alcoholics to make amends to those who they have harmed, unless doing so would cause further injury, apparently to themselves.
Yeah.
Or not
so
to themselves.
So if he hadn't have written this letter of apology, he never would have gone to jail.
Right. Basically, he said, I'm sorry for raping you 20 years ago, he went to jail for 18 months for it. And I can't say that I condone what this guy did. But,
of course not.
You know,
despicable.
It is despicable. But it was 20 years ago, and he basically implicated himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he did so in an attempt to apologize to the person whom he had harmed. He didn't have to do this.
He was trying to do the right thing.
He was trying to do the right thing. And I don't like the idea of punishing people for doing the right thing. That bothers me. Sakura eventually called the Charlottesville police to report what happened. There's no statute of limitations on, felonies in Virginia. She said that, basically she's, she says she has forgiven BB for assaulting her, said no apology is no substitute for punishment. The attack changed her life dramatically, she said, and she deserves to finally see justice served. Sakura went public with her name and story, hoping to lead other sexual assault survivors to seek help. She launched STARS, Sisters Together Assisting Rape Survivors, to raise money for rape victims and their families.
Yeah, I have a good question for you.
Yeah.
You kind of mentioned the 20 years as though, you know, okay, it's been a long time, mm-hmm. The man's changed. And so he should be given a break because of that. My question is, well, at how many years should the break be cut?
Like, I understand.
A year later. What if a year later the guy, he rapes the girl, a year later he realizes he's really sorry for what he did and he writes her an apology letter then?
Right.
What should the differential in punishment be from a year to 20 years?
I'm with you. And I understand completely what you're saying. The system has no eyes, it has no ears, it has no emotions, it has no thinking brain.
Right, okay? It just has rules.
Grinds them up and spits them out.
Right.
So it's not really able to differentiate. How about this for a punishment? 20 years later, the judge, I think that she should have done this, but, you know, sometimes you aren't in complete, you can't think of everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would have been better off by saying, either A, accepting his apology and going on, or B, I think that this is a little better, maybe demanding some money as recompense.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, I've got the STARS, Sisters Together Assisting Rape Survivors. I want you to donate $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever,
right,
to STARS, or I'm going to, you know, turn this over to the police. Or I want you to assist 1,000 hours at a rape crisis center in Las Vegas, and I want proof.
That would be a lot more useful,
right,
than 18
months in prison.
Now,
what's the point in taking this guy who hasn't done any, you know, apparently hasn't committed any crimes in the last 20 years, putting him in jail for 18 months?
Just going to lose his job and make his life hell.
And we all have to pay for it.
I like the idea of a rape crisis center. I like that one. Then he's actually doing something.
Right, he could actually help somebody.
More's on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 15, 2007. Gold is at $644.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $667.48, $326.29 for half ounce, and $168.15 for quarter ounce coins. That's $667.81, $336.29, and $168.15. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want, 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and download it. It's right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. In fact, not only do we have the last six shows easily clickable and downloadable, but we've got an entire year's worth of shows in torrent file format. It's all for free right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust. They also do corporations and limited liability companies. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Quick update. I asked earlier in the show about what happened in Concord. We started out, Puke had called in. One of our listeners had gone up for the first time. He's a relatively new mover here to the Free State Project. He'd gone up to Concord and was attending a variety of different hearings on different bills today. There was one that he went to that he, or there was one that he didn't make it to that I was curious about. So Dennis had emailed in with the details on the fully informed jury bill, which essentially is going to, if passed, will require all judges in the state of New Hampshire to actually fully inform juries and tell them that not only are they allowed to judge the facts in the case, but they're also allowed to judge the law itself. So, for instance, if there's a drug dealer, a marijuana dealer on the stand, for instance, and they're on trial and you don't agree with the war on drugs, you could very well say not guilty based on the fact that you think the law sucks. And that would be an awesome bill to go through.
I'm not so sure. If you're sitting on that jury and, you know, it's a guy who's beating up a gay guy because he was gay, and you feel like gay people are bad, you can say that law is wrong. Gay people deserve to die.
You could do that. That's obviously the other side of the coin. But,
yeah, the whole fully informed jury, it's a double-edged sword.
I'll take that, though. I'll take that risk, because then we can start saving people who don't deserve it from spending time in jail. And if there's actually somebody who's harmed another person, then maybe some vigilante justice will happen.
Oh, great.
That person gets out. All right, so here's what happened. FIJA apparently is put up every year, and every year the Judicial Committee dismisses it as the work of a clique of radical libertarians among the Republicans. This time, though, about 30 people showed up out of the blue in a room where it's unusual for more than 5 to 6 members of the public to attend, so it was packed. By the way, this was about half of the people that they had at the State House today. Most of the rest were at the gun bill hearing, which was still going on at the same time. So looks like things are going well. Some of our people, including Rocket Man Matt Simon, who is in charge of the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense on marijuana policy, as well as Phil Griazzo, the head of New Hampshire Normal, they both testified in favor of the FIJA bill. So looks like some positive momentum.
It seems likely to me that if this were to get passed, that in most circumstances it would be used for good things like, you know, marijuana laws.
Let's go across the pond to Richard, way across the pond in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
G'day, guys.
G'day, sir.
In hour two, you were talking about the Premier of New South Wales in Australia and his stance against the Green Party proposing some legalization of drugs.
Yeah, he was really frothing at the mouth over it.
Oh, yeah, they get themselves in a lather. Just as an aside with that, it's interesting that one of the senators, Fred Nile, who's a happy clapper.
What is a happy clapper?
A Pentecostal Christian.
I see.
Okay.
he's actually wanting all the New South Wales MPs to be random drug tested, and he has proposed that the first group that should be drug tested is the actual Greens Party who is proposing this legalisation of drugs.
What a jerk.
He is. He is a jerk. And look, I wanted to point out, for obviously over here in Australia, there's a few things that we're actually influenced by with America. You see this drug war spreading to the UK, spreading to Australia and many other Western civilisations.
Sure.
And I just wanted to urge people out there who are listening to you live or your podcast to consider just signing up for the Amplify program. It's only a few bucks a month, and it's something that you know that you can physically do to actually promote liberty in a country that has a lot of political effect on the rest of the Western nations.
It's
you may
true.
Not be wanting to, yeah, you may not be wanting to move, but you can put your hand on your heart and say, well, listen, at least I'm giving it a go and doing something constructive and putting the money where my mouth is.
Yeah, making something happen.
And we are making something happen. We are getting on more radio stations as a result of those AMP dollars, and that is spreading the word of freedom. And inevitably, once enough people catch wind of this idea, this whole radical liberty idea, then it'll become popular. It'll get to the point of saturation. It'll become cool to be on the side of liberty, and the ideas will spread even faster at that point, and that absolutely will have an effect on the rest of the world, especially if we can actually get a free market area, a laissez-faire area like New Hampshire, to once again be the beacon of liberty to the rest of America and the rest of the world. I was reading this excellent book. I finally finished it. I've been reading it for a year. I've just been so slow at it. The Market for Liberty, highly recommended. There's a great sort of vision chapter towards the end of the book where they talk about what it would be like in the rest of the world if one area, if just one country, or in this case New Hampshire, were to go complete laissez-faire, were to go total free market, what sort of an effect that would have on the rest of the world. And the suggestion was really stunning. I mean, basically, unless you were living in North Korea where you couldn't possibly find out what was going on in the rest of the world, if you found out what was going on and you discovered that these people were having the best possible lifestyle they could have, the most wealth of all of the countries in the world, it would be undoubtable, it would be irrefutable that liberty would be the way to go.
Yeah, it's naturally attractive to people to sit. Freedom is naturally attractive to people.
Right, and it might light the fire underneath people in those other countries to get them to demand that same freedom for themselves as well. It's just putting the idea into people's heads. It's so critical. Hey, Richard, while we've got you on the line here, some news out of Sydney for you. An Australian court said recently a Sydney couple should stop smoking in their apartment if the smell upsets the neighbors. The Sunday Telegraph reported that Chris May and Linda Croshen decided to move instead of abide by the city's court, city court's order. Neighbors had complained that smoke seeped through the walls and under doors from the couple's apartment. They were ordered to refrain from allowing smoke to enter other apartments, even if it meant not smoking. So now you've got in Australia, the anti-smoking zealots have invaded people's houses. It's their apartment buildings. It's already begun.
It's crazy, and you just feel like a pariah, a leper here, because I mean, I don't mind having the odd ciggy myself, but you know, you get the pathetic little coughs and the unwarranted advice from people, and you think, well, just bugger off and leave me alone.
Do they do that? People walk by you and they'll cough.
People do that.
Yep. I have people who decide that, and oftentimes overweight people, and look, I'm not svelte myself, but you're thinking, you're there telling me how to be healthy and how to live my life. Turn around and have a look in the mirror.
Yeah, put down the Big Mac. Thanks for the call, Richard. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Always good hearing from him. Love getting those accents on here. Anti-smoking activists said they'll campaign for similar court judgments. But a spokesbureaucrat for, spokesman for the ACLU in Australia told the Sunday Telegraph the decision might be unfair. Would a vegetarian make a complaint about someone cooking meat on their barbecue next door because they didn't like the smell? Slippery slope. 800-259-9231. But this is showing you where these smoking laws are going. They are coming into your house next, smokers. Look out. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net, toll free line for you. And if you're in here with
Ann, Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll clue you in if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else is on our website, updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And, you know, Mark, the revolution really is afoot, isn't it? We just had one of our friends come back from a trip to Concord, and he was telling us he was just very excited about everything that was going on up there. Dennis Goddard reported that there were at least 80 Free Staters up there taking action today. Now, can you imagine this for just a moment? When I went to the Libertarian Party of Florida convention, there were maybe 70 to 80 people there a few years
ago. For the whole state of Florida.
From the entire state of Florida, with millions and millions of people there. And there's never been any sort of activism where those 70 people actually went and did something. They just sat around a room and had a convention. These people are out there on the streets in the state capitol doing things for freedom. It's
and
awesome.
And even more exciting is these people are coming back. They're excited about what's going on. They see things happening. How many times have you done anything for freedom? How many times have you done anything for liberty and been happy about the result?
Yeah, it's usually just fallen on deaf ears.
When it comes to libertarian stuff in any place besides New Hampshire, you're just getting your butt handed to you every single time. I mean, you might go out and make the showing, as you should, but what are they getting done in other states? You can't. There's just not enough of people who care.
It's happening here.
Yeah,
and there's only a
New Hampshire where people care.
Not only do people care, but it's already begun, and it's only just started.
Oh,
we are on the very beginning cusp of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to even envision where this is going to be in 5 years.
I'm amazed by it, honestly.
It's really exciting. Aren't you glad you came when you did, Mark? Because, you know, the fact is, Free Talk Live coming here early gave more people the incentive to come here early.
It's making it happen sooner, that's for sure.
More people are coming here because Free Talk Live is here, because other people are coming here sooner. The more early movers we can get to get active, the more early movers we'll have, the faster we'll get to liberty.
Let's
do it together. FreeStateProject.org. Well, this is just an amazing story. Syfy's emailed this in to me. Tidy tape exercise is madness, according to the BBC. You won't believe this. This is bureaucracy to an extreme. Black tape has been put on civil servants' desks to show them where to put their pens.
What?
The pilot exercise at National Insurance offices in Longbenton, North Tyneside, this is in the UK, is part of a drive to encourage staff to tidy their desks.
Oh, no.
The Public and Commercial Services, PCS Union, claimed the scheme was costing £7.4 million nationally and branded it demeaning and demoralizing. This is what they're arguing about. They're arguing about the bureaucracy spending money on putting tape on people's desks.
Yeah, whether or not they should be putting tape on bureaucrats' desks.
HM Revenue and Customs said it was in line with workstation training. The exercise is part of the Lean program brought in by the consultants Unipart, which has already seen public sector workers told to clear their desks of personal items. The customs spokesperson said, quote, part of the Lean processing is to clear the workspace and only keep essential items at hand. This is in line with the workstation ergonomics training that all of our staff receive and complies with the display screen requirement.
And people say governments waste money.
The markers on desks are used to demonstrate that it's much better to work in a tidy work environment where everything has its place. Staff involved have confirmed they prefer the tidier workspace. But a PCS spokesperson said the tape idea illustrates the madness of the Lean project. The scheme is demoralizing and demeaning. Staff know how to order their desks themselves. We had a situation in some offices in Scotland where staff were asked, is that a banana on your desk, or is that banana on your desk active or inactive, meaning were they going to eat it? If not, it had to be cleared away.
Mm.
The scheme is being implemented a month after Tony Blair outlined measures to save $2 billion by cutting red tape.
God, I'm glad that these politicians are finally taking control of the situation.
£7.4 million is being spent to encourage people to put their pens in one specific spot on their desks.
Just ludicrous.
Now, you've worked in a few offices in your time, Mark, as have I.
I've never had a clean desk.
There are a variety of different desk statuses around the office. Mm-hmm. Some have cleaner desks than others,
sure.
But yet, for some reason, the work manages to get done here in the private sector. Some reason, even though there are 5 pictures of family members on one person's desk, they still manage to find their inbox.
It just doesn't matter, though. I mean, it's just so it's so ludicrous that they would be spending this kind of money on this nonsense. I don't know.
It's just a perfect example.
I got an idea. Let's fire them all.
I'd love that. If only we could. But nonetheless, it's a perfect example of how just absolutely absurd this government is. And when I say this government, I mean every government around the world. What they consider a priority. And I guess at least they weren't spending the $7 million on bombing people, but nonetheless...
Oh, they spent plenty on that.
Nonetheless, they still did force people they extracted that money from people by force, and then they proceeded to spend it on putting pieces of black tape on people's desk. I mean, how absurd can you get?
And how laughable is what it is.
1-800-259-9231. In other news, or in other email news at least, Honolulu Mike emails in, Aloha from Oahu. I'm on the podcast diet, so I'm a bit behind. Better late than never. Recently, you were discussing a case where the state of Texas came in and forced medical treatment on a young lady with cancer. I agreed with your analysis. It was egregious on many levels. The discussion did get me thinking on whether or not the situation is... on whether or not there is a situation where I feel the government has the right to step in to force treatment. And he says, I believe that there is.
You know, this... I must say that I can get stuck on this, too.
Well, it's a very emotional issue.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with people's health, and in this case, it has to do with the health of children. And in case you don't recall, the case we were talking about was a young lady who I believe was 13. She had some sort of a cancer issue. She did not want to get the treatment that the court had stepped in and mandated
right.
that she get.
You, nobody seems to want this chemotherapy. It's just terrible stuff. But you
her
know,
parents wanted to try an alternative option. They
both,
wanted to try
both
home
my
home.
Grandmother and my father essentially chose death over taking chemotherapy.
As should be their right to choose. However, this is an underage person, and so the government stepped in and said, well, since your parents don't want you to have this chemo and you don't want to have the chemo, we're going to do what's right, according to the government, according to the doctors, and force you to have the chemo. And I think we both were on the same side on this one, Mark. We came out and said, yeah, this is wrong. I mean, this little girl is saying for herself, she does not want this. She wants to try other options. She wants to try, you know, the naturopathic style remedies instead of the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
She should be free to make that choice.
I have to agree.
So
if the parents decide with the child that that's what they want to do, great.
So Mike says, in my own little worldview, I think that I've heard you express a similar idea. Government should only, in a perfect world, be there to protect us against crimes where life or property is involved. Well, that's more of Mark's little worldview, because I don't think you can count on government to protect you from anything. In other words, do what you want as a functioning adult, but actions which cause damage to life, property, or liberty are crimes. A simple overview to be sure, but good enough for this point. So, now we have an example, a religious couple who believe medicine is a sin, and there are people like that.
Sure.
And that God can and will heal their child. The child, let's say, is 5 years old and has been brought up in this mindset, has a young voice, and will easily echo the God will heal me ethos. The child gets sick. A medicinal procedure or drug can save this child, but the parents refuse.
Well,
not a crime against the child's life?
It's there's a jump in logic here. You're assuming that the medicinal procedure will, in fact, save the child. But the fact is, it's inherently dangerous, no matter what it is. Drugs, people are, I can't tell you how many people in America, but a whole bunch of people in America are killed every single year by legally prescribed prescription drugs that are taken in accordance with the doctor's orders.
I believe that's over 100,000 then.
They die from, you know, proper medical care.
But let's presume, for the sake of argument, for the sake of his point, let's presume the medical procedure
We can presume that, but it's not fair.
I know, but just for the sake of the issue, let's presume the medical procedure is 100% going to save this person's life, but they have a religious objection to it. Let's flesh this out here in moments. 800-259-9231. The question is it a crime against the child's life to not have that procedure performed? More on the way. Your answers as well if you've got them. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show, like over 340 of our listeners have decided to do. Actually, I think it's over 350 now. In our AMP program, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is simple. If you like the show, and you like the fact that we give you all the features on the website for free, then voluntarily step up, join AMP, and send us $3 a month. That's all we're asking. Now, some of our amplifiers are sending $5 a month because they want to. It's up to you. But $3 is what we're asking for. It's less than the price of a cup of coffee. And it goes a long way for us. You might think to yourself, $3? Well, that's not going to do anything. You can't do anything with $3. Well, we can if a bunch of people give us $3, which is what's happening. In fact, AMP has recently eclipsed, as of today, $2,500 per month. That's what we have coming in from our listeners. And it makes a huge difference for us because it allows us to do a variety of things that get us on more radio stations and get more people listening online. We're advertising in radio industry publications like Talkers Magazine. We've got internet advertisements going on to get more internet listeners on board with the show. We just hired Hakeem Draper, a professional affiliate relations guy, to handle contacting the radio stations in this country. We've got talk radio conventions that we go to. All of these things are funded by AMP dollars, and they're things that we wouldn't be able to do without your help. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about healthcare. And it's in reference to a story we talked about probably 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago. And the story was a young lady who is approximately 13 years old, has cancer, and doesn't want chemo. But a court said, you've got to have it. A court ordered this young lady to have chemotherapy, a treatment which she very clearly says she does not want. And it was very clear on this show, or at least our opinions were, that you know, this is her business, should be between her and her family, her parents. Her parents don't want it, she doesn't want it. Case closed.
Yeah.
But Mike from Hawaii has written in saying that he believes there are some circumstances where the government should step in and indeed force children into certain types of medical treatment. So to simply recap his theoretical, hypothetical situation. We have a 5-year-old child being raised by a religious couple that believes that medicine is a sin. There are religions that believe this. They will not go to hospitals. If they get sick, they'll either survive it on their own or they'll die.
Okay.
That's how it works. And so he says that the child has a young voice, can be brought up under this mindset, and will easily echo the God will heal me ethos.
Especially at 5.
The child gets sick, a medical procedure or drug can save this child, and as you pointed out, these procedures are dangerous, but we're, for the sake of argument, saying that the procedure can save the child.
Okay.
But the parents refuse. is this not a crime against that child's life?
Okay. Is it permissible to you that parents decide to kill their 5-year-old child? Just, you know, saw its head off slowly.
I think that's absolutely wrong.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Now, what would you do in your little world to fix this?
Well, I probably wouldn't know it happened, because it would be happening in their house, and their child would die.
Right. Their child would die. At some point or another, people would say, hey, where's your child? Oh, little Johnny ran away, or whatever they say.
Yeah, what can you do?
Yeah, like, that's the way you see it. I don't know. I'm stuck on the horns of this one, because what if, and they've got to be out there. I swear they're out there. Somebody believes that you can beat the cancer out of the child with a flail because it's really evil spirits, right?
You know what? You could be right.
You're absolutely right. And then you can get the child to say, I'm an evil sinner. I have to have the evil spirits taken out of me. Mm. Please whip me again. Right? I mean,
for me to get involved in somebody's private life like that.
Yeah, I do like to show the extremity of your beliefs when I can.
I think it's appropriate to ostracize in many of these situations, but, I mean, these are dangerous
people.
In
these cases, you're talking about people that are going to be in their homes, though. You won't even know.
You won't know.
I don't have a solution for this. To me, in my world, you're talking about, but there's going to have to be a point where the government steps in, the cops step in, and they say, look, you're messed up.
And yeah, but that's the problem. I have a problem with that.
I know you do.
And here's my issue. I agree with you. It's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. The parent should take their kid to get this procedure.
The problem is here that a judge is deciding, not a jury is deciding.
What's the difference? 12 people, one person. It's still an arbitrary decision. It's not the parents and their child.
As opposed to a bureaucrat deciding, at the very least, some people of the people are deciding.
The governed
as opposed to the governors.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
I understand what you're saying.
If that's okay, if you want that sort of precedent, then a jury of 12 can make all sorts of decisions for parents and what they and how they should raise their kids and what they should be doing. Look, the fact is there are loads of bad parents out there. Some of them are like this guy suggests, and they believe that medicine's evil and that they should stay away from hospitals. Some of them believe that they should that violence is the answer, that beating their kids is appropriate. I don't agree with that. It's not my lifestyle. It's not something I want to get involved in. Some parents ignore their children or just barely give them the sustenance they need to sustain life. They don't care about teaching their kids. They don't care very much about their kids. There's all sorts of personal tragedy out there in this world. And as saddening as it is, you and I can only have so much effect on it. You know, the fact is, if you put these parents in jail and you put the 5-year-old in a foster system, is the 5-year-old really that much better off? I don't know. And is it appropriate to force people to pay
in
the first place?
I don't think, in my perfect world, if I got to create such a thing, there wouldn't be a very large foster system, and there wouldn't be any money paid to foster parents, so you wouldn't have people who are quite as motivated to at least neglect the kids. It would in all likelihood be a better system. At the very least, government would be less involved.
He says, is this not a crime against the child's life to deny this child access to the medical procedure? And I say, it may be despicable, it may be wrong, but it should not be a crime. Unfortunately, there's all sorts of forms of abuse that parents can engage in with their children that is entirely legal, that you might disagree with. It's their life. It's their kid. They brought the child into the world. I'm not saying they should be able to take it out, but these are people with very strong belief systems. They don't believe in the medical technology that many other people do.
Mm.
And if they want to live their lives in this weirdo, in this weird world where they don't accept what science might have deemed as appropriate, then they should be free to make those wrong choices. And the fact is that if we continue letting these kooky crackpot loons make choices like this, they'll put themselves out of their own misery eventually. I'm sorry if it's true that a few kids have to suffer and die as a result of it. Hey, you know what? There are kids starving around the world, okay? Kids die all around the world all of the time. And every single one of it's tragic. We can't save them all. We really can't. Why don't you make your own life better and focus on your friends and family members, the people that you can touch personally and physically in your life, make those people's lives better, and try not to worry too much about the lousy parents out there screwing up their kids' lives. There's only so much you can do. And then, you know what, if you really find out that that parents are abusing kids and you want to do something about it, take it into your own hands. Instead of going down the street with government, this is what happens. If you want to save kids from an abusive set of parents, whether it be they're not giving them medical care, or they're raping their children, or they're beating their children, or whatever the abuse is, if you want to save a set of kids or one kid from abusive parents, you do the kidnapping on your own, okay? Well, because I don't want to be associated with kidnappers. I might actually think that it's not such a bad idea what you're talking about, that is kidnapping the kids to get them out of the dangerous situation, but that's what you're asking the government to do today. If you want these kids taken out of that home, you're telling the government, go and kidnap these kids and then force everyone to pay for the kidnapping. I don't want to pay for kidnapping, okay? That's what the situation is. That's my issue. That's what's going on, Mark. It's the government doing the kidnapping for you. Either you go do it yourself because you care enough, or you can hire someone on your own. You can maybe get together with some friends and say, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so are hurting their kids. Let's go hire Mark's kidnapping service, and they'll go and kidnap the kids. Now, you better have a case to make.
You better have
evidence that these people are hurting their kids, because when they take you to arbitration and the arbitrators say, well, what do you have to prove that these people were abusing or raping or harming their kids in some way, and you've got nothing, then you're going to be in trouble. Reputation's going down the drain.
I'm going to back off on this one. I don't feel confident enough in giving the government power to take children away from parents.
It means there's going to be tragedy.
Every time they do it, every time you give the government power to do something like this, they're only going to create unintended consequences.
And in many cases,
if a parent wants to do something terrible to their kid, they can homeschool that kid and sexually abuse it until it's 14 or 15 years old, and then they can do awful things and get away with it, and there's nothing we can do.
And it's more awful to rob everyone at gunpoint to support the kidnapping of those kids, in my opinion. Love to hear from you tomorrow night when you get a chance. Dial in and tell us about it. Been in here with you.
And Mark.
See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.